I'm going to go and tell this guy over here, this little bitty kid, no matter what color he is, that there's not a real American dream out there, that you can't life and be the best you can and go through this life like Dusty Rhodes lives in on the end of a lightning bolt.
We are the Titans. We are the Titans.
Adrian Snow.
And welcome in to Titans Talk for another week, but it's a victory Monday here for the West Forsyth Titans. JP Muddy along with your head coach, Adrian Snow. How you doing, coach?
I'm living a dream, living a dream. How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. Doing all right. It's just a big weekend all around. We got a great show lined up tonight. At least it better be, because we got some special guests tonight.
Yep.
Good Ziggy's young. In the house. Davion's in the house with Junior, a junior show.
Yeah, no, Ziggy's a senior.
Ziggy's a senior?
Yeah, he's a senior.
Are you sure?
Well, depends on what day, you know, it is what it is. He's a senior, so it's good.
I see he's got some parental supervision because JD's here, too.
Yeah, JD's his ride.
JD's come in, you know, just to make sure.
He's his ride.
JD's trying to get a meal.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Free food, baby.
All right. Potential weather. The weather update, guys, for anybody listening, the game against Glenn has been moved to Thursday. Still at the water tower. 7 o'clock kick or 7:30 kick? What time are you going to do that?
It's 7 o'clock because our athletic directors in our camp, our conference decided it was 7 o'clock. I promise you it wasn't because of me. I love all of them. They're all good people, but I was not excited about when they made the decision to go from 7 to 7:30, but they did it, and that's okay.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I don't get a vote.
Okay, know? So it is a 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Seven o'clock kick under the water tower at Glenn, so
correct.
Adjust your schedules accordingly.
I agree.
Yep.
All right. Let's see.
One day earlier.
Now, this thing happens a lot at the high school level. What does it do to your routine? Because
I'm not a big fan of moving games, as anybody's ever been around. But now the great thing about it is I've always been one of these, it's not our game.
Right.
So they need to make the decision what they want to do, and we will adjust, and we will go from there. So I'm good with that. You know, they called this morning and asked they did a great job. Coach McCormick called and said, what you think? And my exact comment to my athletic director was, it's their game. They make the decision. Once they make the decision, we will adapt and overcome. We'll do what we need to do. And they called back about 30 minutes later and said, hey, we're going to move it. And I said, all right, there we go. We'll see you at 7 o'clock on Thursday.
You never know. Joe's a family man. He might want to go out on a date Friday night and stuff like that.
He might swim, sounds like. I don't know. Yeah, it's a part of it. You know, it's a little different. You know, financially, it's a big deal for our schools. So sometimes that factors into it. That
absolutely.
Like the collegiate level doesn't have as much. I mean, gate receipts doesn't drive what they do. Their boosters drive what they do.
Sure.
And so that's a big deal. So, you know, and it's part of it. So they wanted to move it, and we moved it.
You know, at this moment, that's exactly what's driving the Mount Tabor East Forsyth decision, I'm sure. Mount Tabor doesn't want to give up that gate potentially on a Friday night.
We can all say that. I mean, there's ultimately some gamesmanship within it. I mean, there's a part of it, but and that's
no,
part.
Are you kidding me?
I've never did it. I mean, I was always about let's. I'm a purist. If it's supposed to be played and it's raining, let's do it. Now if it's thunder and lightning, we can't. But other than that, I'd rather play. But I'm fine, and might hurt us, help us, but it's a part of the game.
So. How proud were you, before we even get to Friday night, how proud were you just you were at the Wake Forest Clemson game Saturday, to see KJ walk out there to midfield as a captain?
He was a captain, and he was the one that went out there in overtime. You know, he's He always makes me proud. He just the way he handles himself. Nikki and Keith have done a great job raising him. And the cool thing about it is they did a good job of letting other people invest in him. There's so many other people within our community, within everything, that's kind of, you know, put some stock into him. But you know, that was a great thing about what Keith and them did, and Nikki. But it was cool. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was oh my gosh. I went to bed at 1:30. I woke up at 5 o'clock because for some reason, I got there at about 8:45 because the bus came in, and we got there when the bus came in. So I wanted to see him for a couple minutes. Didn't get to because it didn't let us get into the game. Stay there. Game's over. Crazy game, man. What a great game. Then we go to see him after the game. So we wait. I pull in the driveway at 6:15 at my house. I literally lay down in the bed at 6:30, and I wake up at 6:30 the next morning.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I slept 12 hours straight, and probably could have slept longer, but I needed to get up and do some work. But it was cool. It was good. It was a good experience. And, I mean, there was probably 50 or 60 of his immediate family sat right there with them, and they were great. And, you know, Coach Murph went. Lord, he was a big celebrity.
Oh, my goodness. Murph was there?
He told all 32,000 that he was on his way down to see KJ after the game. And so it was cool. Murph and his sister, Terry. So it was cool. It was a good experience.
That's awesome. I couldn't help but think of y'all and all the area high school coaches, because they had a bunch of recruits, as you might imagine, sitting a section over from me and my brother. And, to see them in such a great atmosphere for a youngster to watch a high school football or watch a college football game, rather. It's just an amazing contest. And
it was a great game to watch. I mean, I'll be honest, if you're a defense coordinator, you didn't want to watch it. But, I mean, it was just – it was just taking haymakers after haymakers after haymakers. And, they found a way to win. That's what you're supposed to do. Both teams are good. And we'll make some noise the rest of the way in ACC. So it's good.
Grown men making plays, executing.
Yeah. I mean, they had opportunities too, and they did.
Not turning around on defense sometimes when the ball was in there. But, you know.
Part of it.
It is part of it. Yep. And so you got to go to a football game, though, a night after your team beats Parkland 52-0.
I think it was 58-0.
Was it 58 or 59? Somebody 58. Reported it wrong on Max. Was it 58?
58, yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad Ziggy has corrected me. But
that's the way Ziggy rolls.
Okay, yeah, 58. Well, I expected him to agree with you because he's kind of got a history of doing that up here.
Yeah, he's good there. That's right.
What does that do? That's your first. It's not only the first win, but it's a conference win.
I think it gives a lot of momentum. I think the way we played, was a big deal. I mean, it wasn't like we kind of mulled around and didn't do well. We came out and played really well early and often. I mean, I think at halftime it was 42-0 or 48-0.
Enough to run the clock, I think.
It started running the clock in the second half. And our kids played well. We threw the ball well. We caught the ball well. We tackled well. We lined up. I think in the game we might have had a couple drops late. But I felt like our kids really were locked in and focused and did what they needed to do to win. And they did. So it was awesome.
You're listening live to Titans Talk here live from the patio at Mossy's. Coach, your quarterback had a good game, a better game, one of his better games.
Yeah.
And Kamen Chapman went over 100 yards. Yeah. I can imagine it's always nice to give your starting backfield a nice boost of confidence.
I think the great thing about this is we've been in so – all our games have been tight and that we've had – we were in them, most of them. And then it's like it was kind of rough to get people in.
Sure.
So now you get a chance to people in, and you kind of give some kids some burn that now, hey, this kid can help us. And the one that comes to mind is Gabe Akpan. Gabe is our second string back, and Gabe ran really well. I mean, he caught the ball well, ran well, and we've tried to put him in a few times in a couple other games, and he's kind of just catching on.
Sure.
And it was kind of cool to get him in there and get him going. And now Nanny cramps up on like the first play from scrimmage in the second quarter. I mean, in the third quarter, I'm like, dang, Gabe, you didn't even do nothing. I don't know. But anyway, he was fine. So he got back out there and he was ready to roll and did some good things. So it was cool to kind of see some other kids get to play.
As a whole, what improvements did you see the most as a unit? Was it special teams?
I think it was our mentality.
Really?
I think our mentality was we're going to go play. We're going to go play well. And we're going to take care of business. And our mentality was right. Like, I think we played with a swagger. We played with a, just did some really good things. I mean, and it was good. I mean, like I said, I was proud of our kids. I really was. To watch them compete at a high level and do a good job. And knowing we can do that. It's not like we didn't feel like we had it in us. You know what I'm saying? We were playing some good people.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, we were having flashes of, all right, a couple minutes there, and then all of a sudden, here you go. You know, so I think it was good for our kids to get some confidence, and hopefully we can parlay it into doing something again this week.
Were you at all thinking about chasing the lion? Was this game as close as they've been to chasing that lion?
I think at the end of the day, when you talk about chasing the lion, you're talking about doing the little things.
Doing little things.
Yeah, and you know, so I felt like our kids, like I felt like we played clean, which was good. It wasn't like we jacked around and didn't do well. We're having a fight here. No, we came out, we took care of business. So it was really good.
And we came out healthy for the most part?
As far as I know, yep.
That's good news. Now, as far as we've talked about the good stuff, what are some of the areas that you see as a staff that you're still working on? Or is it just daily improvement? Like you talk about stacking wins.
We talked about winning today. We had to win today, and I felt like our kids did that. We had a physical practice today, which normally don't as much on Mondays, but we kind of did some things, got after each other, had some competition stuff at the end, did some 7-on-7. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll have to get back at it again, even though it's a short turnaround.
Sure.
But you got to. And then, you know, on Wednesday, Wednesday will be a little different because the JVs won't be there, so we won't practice as long. And it's not because we don't. It's you don't practice long because they're not there. A lot of our practice, extending the practice, is because you have them and you got to continue to, you know, hey, we got a varsity rep, JV rep, varsity rep, JV rep. So you got to do stuff like that to kind of keep them going. So on Wednesday, since they're not there, it'll be a little easier in that sense. And you only have to prepare for one, you know, got one team on that day. So hopefully it'll be good and see if we can stack one together.
While we've got a few minutes, let's talk about the JV guys a little bit. What have you seen in your young guys, especially your freshmen so far this season?
You know, the crazy thing, we've got some talented kids. You know, the problem is, and again, this is a Forsyth County issue. You know, coming from Pop Warner, not say or AYF or however they call it, whatever, but you look and see there's some things that we have to get better at. And that we do. But any type of jump when you come from little league football to high school football, it's a jump. When you leave from high school football to college football, it's a jump. I mean, there's a learning curve.
Yeah.
So then there's a learning curve for us. And then let's be a little young on the varsity. It makes us pretty young on the JVs too. So there's some guys there. And we started off good, and then we lost two or three in a row. But like last Thursday against Tabor, you know, or Thursday, we played well. Like, we played really, really well, tackled people well, and lost it late in the game, but had a chance and shoulda, coulda, woulda. But, you know, I think our kids are getting better, and that's all you can ask.
That's outstanding. So youth can be a good thing. I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of coaches, you know, I think it was Dean Smith said that the best thing about freshmen is that they come back as sophomores. And yeah. But in this case, I mean, a little youth is not a bad thing.
No, I think the crazy thing, you just got to stay the course.
Right.
And some will get frustrated and this and that and the other. Hey, I should be doing this or that and the other, blah, 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 blah. Just stay the course. You know what? If it ain't, you know, if they praise you, show up and do work. If they criticize you, show up and do work. Doesn't matter. Just show up and do work. And if you'll continue to show up and do work, it'll end up benefiting you as a person. You, as a team, just keep showing up and doing work.
I think a lot of people, if they don't think about it, will think that, okay, they won a game, the kids can, take it easy on Monday because whatever. And that's just not how it is at any successful program I've seen.
You enjoy the season when the season's over. Really, that's the way it works. You don't enjoy wins because you, as soon as you win, you got to turn around and you got to go again. I mean, it ain't like we've got open weeks anymore. You basically, when you win, you have to turn around and go again. And at the end of the year, you can enjoy the wins. And up until that point, you don't.
In a couple of minutes here, we're going to talk to our student athletes. What can you say before you get off mic? What can you tell me about these kids?
I think Davion's been great. He did a great job for us. He's transitioned from D-line to linebacker, and he's really taken it and done well. Been proud of him. Ziggy is, we've moved him a couple of different places. He's been at D-line now. He's an outside linebacker. He has a motor that I don't know how many other kids that we have. He plays really, really hard, and he does it the right way. And been proud of him and his growth and how he handles himself and does the little things right now, which is really cool. So it's been good. I'm very proud of him.
How do you get, like, if you say, guys, just do this rep at half speed, how do you get Ziggy to do it at half
speed?
He struggles.
He struggles, but that's a good thing. I mean, you can't – there's some people that either can turn it off and turn it on. And that's kind of the way he is.
He doesn't
turn it off very much.
I think it was the jamboree or a scrimmage or something like that. I mean, you were shuffling players in and out, whatever. It's late in the scrimmage. You're just trying to get in reps. At this point, you're trying to get done. He gets back on the field, but he's sprinting on the field to his position.
Yeah, he's going to do it the right way. I mean, he does a really good job, and we're proud of him.
What's one thing to know about these guys that they might not admit to me when they get on the mic? Like, what are they like in the locker room?
Loud music, and I have to get on to them sometimes about what that music says.
So
I have to kind of control that. So you got to be careful about what kind of music they're going to say today.
Okay.
It's good. I've got a good one though today.
I gave them the rules. You still owe me one from last week.
Oh, I got a great one for you by the name of Jackal. Excuse me. It's called The Lumberjack by Jackal.
You don't have to tell me, man. I cruise Stratford Road. I know what that is.
That's a great
song.
So
we'll do the Lumberjack song.
That's awesome.
I love that. All right, what we'll do is we'll take a break, and we'll be back with Davion and Ziggy in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Titans Talk here live from Ziggy's.
Giddy up.
Ziggy's? Where are we? Well, man, I looked right at Ziggy, and I said, we're at Mossy's.
That's old school.
And Ziggy's right here.
That's old school.
Ziggy's is old school. All right, man, just a couple of minutes.
Mossy's Eats, Ales, and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's. Plus, a year-round outdoor patio, fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits, 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
You deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it. And we're here to help, because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to a local State Farm agent about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Susanna Nunn in Kernersville today.
Sedgefield Lawn and Landscape Supply is your one-stop shop for your lawn. Family-owned, serving customers residential or commercial. Check out our large selection of mulch, pine needles, sand, gravel, grass seed, fertilizer, herbicides. They even do propane fill-ups. And if you're looking for lawn care equipment, you won't find a better spot in the Triad than Sedgefield Outdoor Equipment. Visit them today, 5111 Mackey Road in Jamestown, North Carolina. Give them a call at 336-292-6800 and follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, Pops, where you want to go eat tonight?
I'm going to go get me some good Southern cooking at Ball Brothers down by the airport in Winston.
No, Pops, it's Bell Brothers, and they closed years ago. It's Taste of the Triad now.
Taste of the Triad? Is it in the old Ball Brothers building?
Yup.
Can I still get baked chicken and collard greens?
Sure can.
How about neck bones, meatloaf, and pork chops?
Taste of the Triad has all that.
So they ain't got pinto beans, tater salad, mac and cheese, or fried okra?
Pops, they have all that, plus homemade cakes and cobblers and sweet potato pie.
Well, then, I don't care what they call it. Let's go eat.
Taste of the Triad. Open daily for lunch with $5.99 specials from 11 to 2 and chef specials daily. Don't miss the Saturday brunch from 9 to 1 and the soulful Sunday dinner when you come out of church full of the Word but hungry for Southern comfort food. Taste of the Triad in the old Bell Brothers building at Old Walkertown Road and North Liberty in Winston-Salem.
That's good Southern cooking.
Like in football, a strong defense wins championships. So if you're in the market for a new fencing or security project, call the team from Fence Builders Incorporated. They've been providing great-looking, affordable, strong, and secure fencing since 1955. Fence Builders Incorporated. Give them a call today at 336-788-9090. 336-788-9090.
Beamer Tire and Auto Repair, now with three locations across the Triad, in High Point, Greensboro, and our new location in Kernersville. Beamer Tire and Auto offers full-service auto repair, all tire brands, free alignment checks, oil changes, and more. In Kernersville, check out the No Appointment Needed Quick Lube Shop. Check out their thousands of five-star ratings via Google and Yelp. They care because they know that you can go anywhere. So try a shop with a beating heart, not a bottom line. Beamer Tire and Auto Repair. Visit us on Facebook or at BeamerTire.com.
Franchise Players.
Welcome back. Sports Channel 8's Ben Swain. How you doing, man?
I love that you guys are doing what you're doing. I love that we're doing what we're doing because the local sports fan is really underserved in sports radio here in North Carolina. Being able to, Monday morning after the Duke Carolina game, being able to listen to local guys talk about the local game.
Franchise Players, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com and at 6 p.m. on WCOG 1320 AM and WTOB 980 AM.
Welcome back to Titans Talk. We're mic'd up. Ziggy, pronounce your last name.
It's pronounced Malave, so it's like Malave.
Okay, so the accent's in the wrong place on the old Max Preps is what we got. All right. So we're here with Junior Davion Eldridge. Is that right? Okay. And, all right. And Ziggy Malave.
Yeah.
I got it right. You guys pass that in between yourself, but don't bust into rhyme.
All right.
We'll just take it off of that. Like you're about, almost like you're about to like spit some bars, but right. Not really. we'll do it like that. So, what change? You guys, you know, junior and a senior, you've had to make some changes because you're now the leaders on this team. What kind of changes did you have to make in the off season, you know, individually?
Like competing a lot, like going at each other 24/7. So, like, basically pounding inside the head, really.
Really? So you're like, it's more of a lead by example type of thing, just showing what the young kids do.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're like the older guys on this team now, so we got to lead by example. We got to show the freshmen and sophomore how they have to do it for the younger generation that come up.
So I get some input here from my new sixth grader. What aspect of your game needs the most improvement? I don't want you to tell me what you're best at. I know what you're best at.
You want to go first?
All right, Zig, go ahead. You go first. I'm putting you on the spot. You're the senior.
Mine's would probably be overstepping the play.
Okay, I never played a down of high school football, so explain to me what that means.
Okay, so, like, if I'm running towards someone and then I see that they're, like, trying to create an angle, I have to try and create an angle, too, so I can run at them. But usually when I do that, I'm running a little too fast, and then I overstep the tackle.
Okay, so that's what overstepping. All right. Now.
I say me is, like, coverage. Yeah, I can't cover really, but I don't know what I'm best at. I don't know where I'm.
What are you best at? Tell me what you're best at.
Like pass rushing and basically reading tackles.
So you would much rather hit a quarterback full on than try to go out and cover a tight end or slot receiver or something like that.
Yeah, I only do it, but I only go cover like if I have to.
Both of you, is there a better feeling to either one of you than tackling a quarterback, sacking a quarterback?
Oh, no. Recovering a fumble.
Recovering the fumble is probably the best part.
Yeah.
If you guys could see, if you guys could see the look on their face when they're talking about recovering a fumble.
Oh, it's not. No, like taking it to the
Yeah, taking it to the house is probably the best feeling ever.
Like, these evil grins are hilarious right now. Do you look up to any athletes or model your approach after any particular athletes? Doesn't have to be a football player.
Mine's a football player, though.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, give him the mic I can hear him.
I say Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis? Yeah. No, that explains a lot of the grin about hitting the quarterback, scooping and scoring. Okay. Yeah. But Ray Lewis was a long time ago. Who introduced you to Ray Lewis? He was retired before you started playing.
It was like my dad showed me a video of him playing, and like, because I didn't know most of the old football players, so I asked my dad. And so he showed me, I'm like, starting to like dig how he play, like how he read blocks, read tackles, and like read for pass. And he's just like an all-around player. Me.
Theoretically, if you were to hit a quarterback, cause the fumble, and then return it yourself, but you did the Ray Lewis dance at the end of it, how much trouble are you in at the end of that play? Theoretically. Who gets right to you first, Coach Snow or Coach McIntosh?
Coach Snow.
Coach Snow?
Yeah. I got 15 gashes if I get that.
You got 15 gashes. Yeah. What are you best at? I might know what you're best. I know what you're best at, but the listeners might not know, Ziggy.
Probably the best thing I do is probably keep my composure throughout the whole game, even when the other team is probably saying stuff to me. I just block it all out.
I understand maybe why that they would try to get on you. After you hit them once, doesn't that stop?
Yeah, no, they just keep trying.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm going to have to ask this because it's been going well so far. We've been in school for a few weeks now. What's your favorite class not involving weightlifting? Give me a good answer.
Probably my fourth period American history class with Miss Whitey.
That's another American history, different teacher. All right.
I say my American history honors with Mr. Stone, fourth period.
That's 2 weeks in a row Mr. Stone has made the list. That's pretty good. What is it about history that's good? Is it just more interesting?
The way it's like how the teacher make it interesting. He make you want to understand more.
Okay, I got you. Good answers. All right, it's time for – boy, I hesitate to do this. Because I laid this on Bert the other day. I laid this on the... So I need you to do better. This is a Riley question. Name an animal that is kind of like... Name your spirit animal. Like, if you were an animal, what animal would you be? That best describes you. Not one that you want to be.
I'd probably say a penguin.
That might be worse than Bert's answer. Will you think about that and give it to Davion? Yeah.
I say a bear.
What kind of bear?
Grizzly bear.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll probably say a red fox.
A red fox?
Yeah.
Okay, now why would you say a red fox?
Because usually when it's fall time, they usually blend in good with the leaves and stuff, so like they can attack their prey easily. It's just easy kill for them.
Okay. Now let's circle back. No. Why did you say penguin?
I said penguin because usually on the field I'm calm, but whenever... You ever seen that video of that penguin that fell?
Yes.
And then he said something after he fell and he got up? That's like me.
I don't know whether that's worse than Bert's or not.
Nah, I said a red fox.
Do you know what? Do you know what Bert said?
A panda.
A panda. A panda bear.
A panda.
But Coach had just called him a duck again, so I don't know. Well, let's move on. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about you. All right. This is very important. I want you to think deep on this, like almost spiritual. Think about your favorite fast food place and your go-to order. Go-to. This is deep.
Cookout.
I know. Davion's already said cookout, guys.
I got McDonald's.
All right, give me your McDonald's order. Nobody's beating JD's order anyway.
All right, so whenever I go to McDonald's, I usually get 2 double cheeseburgers, a 10-piece nuggets, and a large fry. And when I get that, I open up the burger, I take the top bun off, and I add fries in between the patty and the top bun, and then I put 3 nuggets on the top. And then after that, I put the bun back on the top, and then I just take a bite, and then I just eat the whole burger. And that's probably like an after game type of thing.
Yeah. All right. Ziggy's got one. I mean, that's intriguing. That's almost a Pittsburgh style. Go ahead. You got to cook it. You're saying cookout?
Cookout.
All right. What's your cookout tray? What are you getting?
I get the hamburger tray with hash browns, chicken nuggets, fries. With no chili cheese fries or sweet tea. And what is it? I think a strawberry float or something like that.
A strawberry milkshake?
No, cheerwine float.
A cheerwine float. Oh,
yeah, that's
what's on the burger? Are you talking about just a single patty?
Nah, the burger be big.
The burgers do be big.
Okay, all right. So what's on there? Just cheese or what are you wanting on your burger?
Cheese. Pickles, ketchup, mustard, chili, and slaw. Yeah.
It's still not as good as JD's. JD, what was your McDonald's order? What was your burger order? I forget what it was. It was like 2 double cheeseburgers and some large fries. Yeah, it was ridiculous. I don't know. Yours is definitely the most unique. But yours is the one I'm likely to most try, Davion. I tell you what. If you could go in pro in any other sport but football, what will it be?
I can't say basketball, but I say...
And I appreciate you for that, Davion. And I don't know your game. I've never seen Davion try to hoop. But we've had, and Ziggy knows this from last year, too. We have some perpetrators in here. People who will come in and say they can hoop, and they cannot hoop. What sport would you like to go in pro in?
I'd say like track and field.
Track and field, what would you be? Like what aspect?
Shot put.
Shot put. Okay. All right. That's good. Ziggy?
Wrestler. Yeah, I'll probably try and pursue that in wrestling.
Like okay, so I know you guys wrestle for the Titans, right?
Yeah.
Or you're going to, right, Davion? You still thinking about it or are you going to? You're coming back. All right. You're talking about, like, moving on from the mat wrestling to becoming a WWE superstar?
Either that or Olympic. I want to chase that gold.
Olympic. All right. That makes sense. Those are two noble professions. Like I said, and I'm grateful for it, we've got some perpetrators in here talking that they can hoop. And from my knowledge, not many of y'all can hoop. Not at all. So let's get down to business. Music.
All right.
I gave you some
time.
I gave you time.
Yep. Did you get your song? All right.
Let me pull up the playlist. I believe it's shared. It's called West Forsyth. Let me run down what's on it right now. I've got Dreams and Nightmares from Meek Mill. No Flockin's on there. In a Minute from Lil Baby. Okay. Lowdown from Lil Baby. Coach added, It Was a Good Day from Ice Cube. A song called First Day Out by T. Grizzly. Should have named it after me. That's a Colt Ford song. I have a feeling that was Kennison's. I think that's Kenny's. Me Versus Me by Moneybagg Yo, which is Moneybagg Yo's my jam. Although I would say, it's What You Something or Other. That's my favorite. Somebody put a Drake song on this West Forsyth, and it was not me. Somebody put Energy on here. I'm just going to say that was not a grown person choice. Don't Rate Me, MJ. Airplane Me. Oh, I meant to find, I need to find some clean versions of those. Axe by the Steel Woods, that's a Coach selection. Young Thug makes an appearance with Check. Projects by Moneybagg Yo is on there. And the last Coach one is South Side of Heaven.
I ain't hear two options I got.
All right, so go ahead. Give me one first,
okay.
Ziggy.
I'll probably say Vet Motors by NBA Youngboy.
So NBA Youngboy is making a second appearance on this. Vet.
I
got it.
V-E-T-T.
And here's, oops, I about played it over there. Boy, why has it got, oh, it's on Gucci Mane. It's on Gucci Mane's playlist. All right, go ahead.
My, I'm an old school, so like, it's Big Papa by Biggie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you are, at the moment, Davion is wearing an ODB t-shirt, which he gets extra points from. Raise your hands in the air if you's a true player. You want the remix? Let's add that. Add to playlist. Let's give me another one. You guys are doing well. Are you okay with those, Riles? NBA young boy? Yeah.
I'd probably say EA by 21 Savage and Young Nudie.
Dang. My sixth grader just gave it. Okay, EA?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that thing you've been playing in my car. Okay, I got you, Riles. I got you. EA. EA featuring. Oh. All right. That one does not have a clean version. However, I'll fix it. All right. Give me a good one. You guys have been strong so far.
I say It's a Party by Chief Keef.
That's good. Because, well, let's see if it's a party, because we could not find one for Finito. It's a Party. I got It's a Party by Waka Flocka Flame. It's that one? All right. We're good then. All right. I'm sitting here playing Big Pop on my phone in the background. Nice. All right, fellas. Anything? Wait. Let me see if I've left anything out. Last question. You got 30 seconds. If Coach Snow gave you a chance to play a series at any other position, what would it be? I know what Ziggy's going to do.
Wide receiver.
Can you catch?
Maybe.
All right, this is a real easy one for me. It would probably be running back.
I know. And you might actually, you know what? I would trust you with that.
Yeah.
I would trust you with that. Let's get back to Davion. Davion says that he would want to play wide receiver. He could play if he could start another series. How are his hands, JD?
No.
All
right, now tell him my answer. Tell him my answer.
Ziggy wants to play running back.
Yes,
Ziggy,
everybody knows.
Got thumbs up on that.
Everybody knows I should be running the ball.
Okay, and so Davion's hands are sus, but Ziggy's running ability or not. Davion's much bigger than I, so I'm going to say you'd be a fine wide receiver. But, guys, thank you so much for being my guest tonight. We are having a good time here at Ziggy's. Ziggy's, again, you got to get out of here because I keep on calling you Ziggy, and there used to be a big club down here called Ziggy's.
Yeah, I know, in downtown.
We are at Mossy's.
Yes.
Ale and Spirits on the patio. We got a bunch of players out here. A lot of fun tonight. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll wrap things up with Coach.
Shout out to Mossy's.
All right, what are we going to play here? Let's play some Bobby Valentino.
Oh, yeah.
Mossy's Eats Ales and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's. Plus, a year-round outdoor patio, fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits, 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
Find your next car at Auto Store of North Carolina in Walkertown. Their goal is to make car shopping and car buying experience fast, friendly, and easy. They have helped hundreds of customers get behind the wheel of a newer, reliable, quality used car, and they can help you too. Stop by and speak with one of their sales professionals today and drive away with your new car. The Auto Store of North Carolina, 4964 Reedsville Road in Walkertown. Give them a call at 336-595-8550 and view the current inventory of vehicles at AutoStoreOfNC.com.
Hey, y'all, Tiny's Mobile Auto. Is your car broke down? Are you stuck somewhere? Do you need a mechanic? You don't want to call a tow truck? Call Tiny's Mobile Auto. He'll come out to you, do your work, whatever you need done, your regular maintenance, or if you're broke down on the side of the road, give him a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 336-423-6241. You don't even have to see me. Just let me know what's wrong with your car, and I will come and fix it, y'all. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, I'm on the Twitters, whatever you guys need. 336-423-6241. As always, I'll be seeing you.
Like in football, a strong defense wins championships. So if you're in the market for a new fencing or security project, call the team from Fence Builders Incorporated. They've been providing great looking, affordable, strong, and secure fencing since 1955. Fence Builders Incorporated. Give them a call today at 336-788-9090.
Lord, after trying to get these headsets on, Lord, I was over here fighting.
I know, I got Coach on some janky headsets tonight.
I got them done, though. It's good.
It's all right. So thanks for bringing those guys out, as you do every week.
Oh, great youngins. Glad to get to do it.
So, you got Glenn this week. They lost something like 21 seniors.
Yeah.
And, but that's not an unfamiliar thing to you. You know, everybody loses some more than others, depending on the cycle of the class. Is
part of
like that?
Yep.
Yeah, you have to step in. What do they do well that you've seen?
Oh, man, they got some kids that can run around and make plays. You know, offensively, they do a really good job with the schemes that they're running. It causes you problems on some of your reads and stuff like that. So gives you a headache. You know, on defense, they do a good job of. I mean, they got a great nose guard. He's been a 4-year starter for them. He's a really good player. Causes you a lot of problems in the middle, and they got 10 other dudes that just fly around to the ball. I mean, you know, just get there. So they're talented, and the coach does a great job, and he's got some good help. Rodney Alexander on defense does a good job for him, and. As a head coach, you want to find people that you can trust and give them something, and you ain't got to worry about it. And I think he does that with Coach. And so it's been a good thing to watch them as they've continually gotten better and improved. And, man, they're forcing our league.
Yeah, I mean, you know that despite them losing some players, they're going to have a stout defense. They're going to play physical at the very, very least, right?
Yeah. I think that, you know – a great friend of mine was his coach back in the day and said that, you know, that's who he was. That's who Coach Stevenson was back in the day.
Right.
He was a defensive guy that flew around with the ball, was a great athlete, and, it's just who he is. So that's kind of who his team is. So, they take on the persona of him, and that's why they're good.
Can you see the damage that your kids are putting on this food here, man?
Well, some of them wings, they didn't eat them good enough. They still got stuff on the bone. You're supposed to take it to the bone, but that's okay. We'll let them
coaching, roll. Isn't it? I mean, yeah, I don't know what that is.
They're struggling, buddy. They're struggling.
So, we played a little bit of a game last week called Get to Know Your Football Coach.
Yep.
And it worked well. People liked it. So we're going to continue Get to Know Your Football Coach.
Yeah.
I don't think – let me turn it up for the kids to maybe hear some of this because they may not know some of these things about the old ball coach.
Yeah.
So Get to Know Your Football Coach. All right. High schoolers, as you well know, go through fads. Yeah. You've seen plenty of them in your time.
Yeah.
Give me one fad that you hated and you're glad is gone, and give me one you kind of wish would come back you've seen. Not when you were in high school. Oh, yeah, since you've been an instructor.
We did these – I don't know. They still try to do it, this stupid game they play where they point, and you got to put your head the other – like you got to go opposite of what the guy points. You've got to – can't go up. They'll do it. It's some stupid game. I hate that game. I'm like, what are you doing?
Where did that come from? How old is that thing?
It's been within the last 5 or 6 years they've done it.
And they're still doing it.
They still mess around with it. It's some stupid game. I don't know what it's called. What's the name of that game? Ish. Okay.
So ish is a no.
It needs to go.
Which one do you like? Was there one that you ever liked that you didn't mind?
What, fads?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I bleached my hair one time. I don't know if that's a fad that was good or not. I mean, but part of it, you know.
I mean,
I didn't have it bleached very long, though. I can tell you that.
How long did you have it bleached?
About a couple weeks.
A couple weeks?
Like, yeah, I wasn't going to go down. I was bowl cut. Had a bowl cut.
Did y'all know that? Coach had bleach hair back in the day?
I got pictures, too. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some looks on concern.
Had an earring. And
you had the earring? Now, did you go with the stud or did you go with the hoop? Because I went with both.
Stud.
As I got older,
It wasn't real. They all got them now, Lord.
Yeah.
We could only wear them in one side. That was kind of the...
That's correct.
That was a fad back in our day.
Yes, we had the left ear cubic zerk.
Yeah, that's what you could do. Yep, you rolled with it.
So here's one that you and I discussed this last year in one way, but we're over a month out from Halloween, all right?
Yep.
It's only September 26th.
Yeah.
But if you go to any store...
It's everywhere.
The candy's out. Because
they're making money.
They're making money. I understand that. But people already have, if you walk by, if you drive around neighborhoods, people already got their Halloween inflatables and stuff out.
Yeah, not a fan.
Well, do the Snows have any Halloween decorations, and how early do they come out?
We do have some, but we don't put them out very much. I mean, we used to have some glowing pumpkins and stuff like that. But, you know, Macy's 16 years old now, so we don't mess with it very much. We'll throw some candy in a bowl and sit out front and tell them to take one. And once some dude comes by and fills it up, and he's done, you know. So it's kind of the way it rolls. But that's kind of how we do it.
How old is too old to trick or treat?
I think after middle school, you got to shut it down. But that's just me.
Okay, so you're at home on Halloween night. And Ziggy and Davion show up.
I'm going to give them some candy because if they're crazy enough to ask, I'm going to be crazy enough to give it to them. That's just me. That's not my job to tell them who can and cannot trick or treat. I don't roll like that.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I mean, I'd hesitate if I had.
Depends on how many people I've had.
If I had Josh McGee and Todd Willard show up at my door with their kids.
Oh, you'd give them candy.
I'd give the kids candy. But you know.
Yeah, you give them. Yeah.
I'm not giving Willard any of my good candy.
Well,
I'd give it. You remember that the peanut butter ones that came in the orange and the brown wrappers, no label on them, whatever.
Yeah, wasn't any good. Yeah,
took you to like 3 days to chew.
Yeah, and like every filling you had pulled out.
Yeah. I'd give some of that to Todd and Josh. I could do that. That'd be all right.
Yep. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, it'd keep them busy.
Yep.
Keep them busy. All right. So you're not a fan. Now, how early will the Christmas decorations come out at the
house? Now, I'll be honest with you. I am a fan of that. Last year, I put up a Christmas tree that was, I'm positive. It was above 12 feet. It was a 12-foot tree.
In the house?
100%.
Love it. Love it.
And now, you got to understand, everybody says you can't have a 12-foot tree. You know, I have a great friend that owns a Christmas tree farm, and he takes care of me every year. And they're beautiful trees. Ron Rash hired me as a teacher when I was at Wiley Middle School, hired my wife.
Sure.
So I worked for Ron for a long time. So Ron always takes care of us. And we'll get a big tree. We had a big one last year, and we're going to have a big one this year. Until Ron is no longer cutting trees down, we'll eventually go the other way. But right now, we're all about big trees. My wife doesn't like them, but I mean, I'm talking about massive, and it's awesome. I mean, it is awesome. I think I put around 4,000 lights on it. I mean, like, I've got a picture of it.
I mean, that is Christmas vacation good right there.
That is kind of my deal. I love it. And it's kind of weird. Last year after getting sick, it was something that I just felt like it was something I needed to do and wanted to do. And, you know, Gina was like, I don't know if we could do it. That was when we took it down. Let me get it to when I had all the lights on it. I mean, like, it was, I mean, it is a monstrosity of a tree.
And I don't fault anybody for that. If you're going to go big, especially for something.
That's it.
This looks like the White House Christmas tree, man.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is an incredible specimen of tree.
Yeah, yep. And I'll have another one again this year.
I've waited a long time. Meaning a few days since I read this story from Joe Serrera, and I knew when the first time I heard about it,
yeah.
I knew I needed to hear your take on this. A group of private donors, apparently wealthy donors, have come through with funds for a turf field at Page High School.
Yep.
Now, not only does a turf field cut down on maintenance costs, but it can be used if you want in the community. You know, if you wanted to have youth football games or youth soccer games or whatever you want to do on there for other reasons. Now, my question is, I know that probably most schools would want them, but we would like to have some equity involved and let everybody have it.
Yes.
I understand that. But my concern about the turf field is you can't change what you put logo-wise on the field over there.
It saves you so much time. Time, energy, money, saves you a lot, to be honest, if you do it. Now, like at West Forsyth, if you did the field, that would be great. But we have so many practice fields that it's like you're still going to mow, you're still going to do all that stuff because of the practice facility.
Right.
But still, it's a good thing.
Now, what logo, if you had the choice, would you put at midfield?
The WF, the new WF.
The new WF.
100%. I think, you know, I don't want to be like some other people, but I was a big proponent of the WF. Change. I did not. Nothing wrong with what we had, but the problem was, you were always. It was always Wake Forest, so that's Wake Forest WF. So it's all. I mean, literally, I couldn't go anywhere if it was green gold. It didn't matter. You coached at Wake Forest. Didn't matter. So probably about 6 years ago, I was working for a football factory company out of Dallas, Texas, and I said, hey. Y'all have people that can help design stuff. Oh, yeah. So they got a guy, and we started talking about the WFs, and he started bringing this in, that in, and we got it changed, and we did it. We just did it for football at the time, and then it just kind of morphed into basically everybody taking it on, and we kind of worked it and Kevin was great. Spain Hour, that's something he liked, and he said this is great. And it was one of the deals where, you know, you take Appalachian, you know, mm-hmm. they've changed. They've done, they've had a new modern, you know, modern A and this and that and other, and they've done different things. You still can have the old school stuff, but it's still what it is. Yep, that is it.
Okay.
And we changed it on there. And right now, most of our programs use it, to be honest with you. There's a few that will use the other WF, but for the most part, they don't.
It looks so good. They did a great job on this.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's, and guess whose WF it is?
It is West Forsyth's WF.
It is. It's nobody else's. So, you know what I'm saying? So, right now, it's not, you can't say it's Wake Forest WF because it's not, which is what's good about it. And now you have something that's yours, and you move on.
I understand that back in the day, you know, you could, and I don't want to pick on anybody because I think they look good. Let's just take the Green Bay Packers G.
Yep.
Well, the Georgia Bulldogs use it. Yep. It is a very brand identifiable thing. Grimsley also uses it.
Yep.
Glenn uses it.
Yep.
But it is, I think it's important, you know, that's great brand identity. I think it is important to have something that is unique to you, especially if you've built a culture. And I think West Forsyth has the equity at this point in time to have its own thing. I mean, the West Forsyth's been a major high school, in the major high school in Clemens since before I 60s. Was around. Right? So,
yeah.
And I'm old.
Well, I think it's, like you said, I think the good thing is, I think most everybody, Kevin did a good job of, hey, let's talk about it. Let's find us a real modern, you know, Titan. We did that. So we got that done. Then we got that. And then he said, hey, well, I think let's find us a WF that's ours. And then a lot of people said, hey, we like what we use in football. Hey, and then he let people look at it, and everybody's like, yeah, I'm all in. Let's do it. And so then we changed it, and then it was on. I mean, I think everybody – I cannot recall anybody really turning their nose down at it. But, you know, like I said, it's our WF. It doesn't look like Wake Forest. It's ours, which is a good thing.
Or like Weddington's. Weddington uses the Wisconsin logo.
Well, really, they don't. It's really not. If you look
it's
at,
not?
No. If you look at it, it's a little bit of a the W in the middle is a little bit jacked up. Now, I've been a part of the Wisconsin. When I first got to West, we used it a little bit early. Because that's what I'd used at Watauga. And then...
Oh, you're right.
It's got a little bit, little functified right there in the middle.
You are right. It looks like it's...
So you have to... It has to be a percentage of what they... And they will send you a cease and desist letter. I will tell you that. I never got one, but I know people that did. Wisconsin doesn't mess with their W. It's their W, and you can't use it.
Before we go here in a minute... Real quick, what do the Titans have to do to be successful Thursday night?
I think it's we've got to limit big plays. You know, they do a good job of spreading the ball around to good people, and we've got to limit big plays. I think offensively, we've got to sustain drives, and we got to finish drives. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, they're really good on defense and do a really good job there. And when we have our opportunities, we need to be able to capitalize on them. And like I said, they're well coached. They do a great job, and we'll have to be ready to play. But I'm excited for our kids because I think they're excited now, which is good.
Well, I think Thursday is going to be a good game. I think it'll
great
be,
weather looks like.
It's going to be your game.
In like 60s.
Going to be in the 60s. Get a good week of practice in.
Let's do it.
And we'll get a victory Thursday night. Look. It's not Friday. We've moved it to Thursday. Get to the water tower early.
Yep.
Ziggy's ready.
Yep.
Davion's ready. JD, you ready? You ready?
We ready.
All right. We ready. All right. We'll see you next time. Monday
Peace.
Night. Titans talk, y'all.